Welcome. Episode 40, Rick.
Wow.
Episode 40.
We're getting old.
That's pretty cool.
I know, right? Very cool. Very cool.
That's pretty cool. We got there. Bubba Gump hat. Is that what you got on?
I do. I got my new Bubba Gump hat.
That's
and
awesome.
I thought it matched with a little bit of the blue in there and the red to go with my.
There you go.
So we know where we
are. I got to cut the sleeves off. I don't have the arms anymore, but I still got to cut the sleeves off.
It's the first time I wore it, so I wanted to wear it with the sleeves, but it'll be sleeveless soon. It's getting warmer.
That's awesome. Is that one that you did?
Yes. Yes.
That looks great.
I love it.
That looks so great. See that? And guys, you know where to find them. We tell you every episode. Go on there. Hit them up for some orders.
Hit them up.
Last week, we won't dwell too much into what we got going on, because last week we spent a little over an hour dissecting Rocky II while it was on, which, again, I don't know how everybody's taking it. Maybe they like it. Maybe they don't like it. We'll have to listen to the crowd's approval or disapproval. We'll see.
True. That's right.
But we stopped the movie in the hospital, where Adrian says, "There's one thing I want you to do for me. Win." There it is.
There it is. That's our bookmark, Tony.
That should be on every sports monitor, Jumbotron, and every stadium there is.
Oh, you got it.
And it, like we were talking about last week, his facial expressions on how he was so broken and he was so down, and he was looking at the kid. He's like, if you don't want me mixing with Creed, we could figure out some other kind of way. And then she says that, and his whole face was like, I've been waiting for you to say that.
He lit up.
Of course, Ricky's like, there you go. What are we waiting for? And he yells. And then the training montage starts, of course, which, oddly enough, was played with the Going the Distance music. It wasn't a new song at this point. I was pretty surprised by that.
Right.
But he's got the whole old school training. He's doing push-ups and he's doing sledgehammering in a junkyard, one-arm pull-ups in a playground. Again, polished gym,
no
fancy. He's got sit-ups
school,
going.
Baby.
Ricky's yelling at him. Oh, it's just I love school. This training. I love this training montage. And there's the never mind. The shirt was gone. He's got the shirt on like you do.
Yep.
He's sparring with the mitts. He's pushing the heavy bag, the medicine ball. He's talking about speed again. He's doing the one-arm push-ups. There he is.
There we go.
Yeah. I got the subtitles on so I could hear what they're saying when it's
now. We know them as the Rocky push-ups.
What's that?
Now they're known as the Rocky push-ups.
That's right. Well, this thing here, Sly was saying that was one of the hardest things that he did when training, was that log frog hop thing.
Oh,
that it just killed his knees.
I can't even imagine the quads.
See, there he is. And then he got this here. I remember doing those when I was younger.
Yeah.
Front and back, just pushing them up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No CGI there.
No, baby.
Mr. Creed 3. No CGI. That'll be my one dig for the show. That's it.
Well, that's why the man looks like the way he looks.
Exactly. Right. At 76.
Right.
Going to be 77 in a couple months.
Right.
But yeah, man, he's got more fire in him now. You can see, like, he's got the desire. Mickey's yelling at him. He's got going good. And then, of course, the running sequence where he's getting chased by 700 little Philadelphians running through the Italian market, going up the steps and everything. I mean, what's cool about that scene is, like, so comparative to the original where he runs up the steps and he ran up the first time where he was all broken and had to walk away with a bad cramp. But the second time he made it up and he was alone, which made sense. He made it to the top by himself. He got up there. And now this one here, it's so poetic. You know, all the kids are behind him. The city's behind him. He's being helped by a lot of people. Adrian's got him going. Mickey's got him going. He's fast too, man. I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you and I talked about it once before when he was running by the ship.
He's fast.
They clocked him at like 22 miles an hour.
Insane. He's
going.
Can you
imagine running 22 miles an hour?
He is flying. Oh. See, now I got to go back to the steps and try to get up them that quick. He's moving. He's getting up there. Moving.
Oh, jeez.
I was afraid of skipping steps that I would fall.
Yeah, right? Face planting into one of those.
Look at him. He's just flying up there.
Ugh. And then, have you ever seen the, what's it called? What would you call it? The, where they did a, people put on there on whatever, it was like YouTube or whatever. They're like deleted scenes from Rocky II, and they show him doing the punching at the top of the steps. And then they showed the kids, like he's hitting the kids.
Yes. I did see that when he gets up there and he punches and he punches the kid.
Yeah. And the kid goes, I did see that. I thought it was funny, you know.
Sorry, just coughing so loud. Oh, that was funny. Yeah, I did see that though.
Yeah.
And then after the running scene, we're showing him in bed. He's thinking. Shows Apollo taking the picture off the mirror and crumpling it up.
Right.
Just gives a little punch there. It's funny because in this scene here, the whole movie, Apollo was mouthy and trash talking and confident. And in that scene there where he's in the bathroom by himself, you look at it where, and he look at him like he's thinking like, is this going to go in my favor? Like he's questioning himself.
Absolutely correct. No doubt about it. I read his face
he had on.
Yep. The same way.
Yeah. And which is great because it's right before the fight. The whole the press conference, the newscast, everything was all about, I'm going to knock him down. He had no business blah, 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 going on his Ali-esque way. And that one there, he's looking at the mirror and at the picture like, all right, I got what I wanted. Is this what I want?
Right. And you can almost see a little gray in the hair. You know, you can start to see a little bit of the gray. And then you flash forward to Balboa and he says, well, time
takes everybody up. It's undefeated.
It's undefeated. And you know, the way he just pulls everything together like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Brilliant.
It is. It really is. Just, and that's the thing about it too. Like he, of course, when he wrote this, he only had one other film to piece it together.
Right.
But he didn't lose track of that in 3 and 4 and 5 and Balboa. It wasn't like, hey, wait a minute, that wouldn't have happened, or hey, why? Where'd that come from?
Right.
Nothing was questioned as the story went.
Right.
He always took very careful detail into making sure it followed the correct path. It didn't like
true
all of a sudden out of nowhere something happened that didn't make sense.
Right.
And now, of course, he's driving to the fight, stops at the church. That's Father Carmine.
Father Carmine.
so funny. The announcers here are pretty funny, too, though. The announcers is telling that he's 5-1 underdog, which isn't that bad now, considering the first fight, he was like 100-1 underdog.
Right.
Now he's at Father Carmine's. He's like, if I get beat up tonight, it won't be too bad. That's all he wants.
Yeah.
That's all he wants. And the priest is like, what are you talking about?
God.
In Italian, he says, so why aren't you at the fight?
Going to the most important event of your life. And you're like,
yeah.
I'm going to make it. Well,
but this goes to show you how it tags in like Rocky. He has the faith. A lot of praise before his corner and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But here he's like, I'm married. I got the baby. In case I get beat up tonight, it's not too bad. He's like, look, I can handle getting beat up, but I just. Now something like this gets connected in Rocky III when he's talking to Adrian on the beach and says, you know, now there's you, there's the kid. I don't want to lose what I got. So it's the same type of concerns.
Sure.
Mickey's angry because Rocky's late. He's punching the wall. He's spitting on the floor.
Yeah.
He says, come on, I'm going to break your head. You lost your brain or something. And he's as calm as a cucumber, Rocky. He's like, I'm here, chill out.
Yeah, whatever. He's just strolling in. Gotta love him.
Yeah, he just said there on how he's like, Apollo wants to draw first blood quickly and prove that the last fight was a fluke. And you could tell when you could even tell when they get in the ring, which there is no elaborate Uncle Sam Apollo coming in the ring this time.
Right. He's out throwing the silver dollars.
Yep. He is. He's all business. And we finally see Rocky in a real robe. Nice colors, black and yellow.
Yep.
He goes out there. He's up in the ring now.
And Apollo is just pissed.
Oh, eyes of steel.
Yeah.
Eyes of steel. I mean, he is. Mickey, these people are for you, Rock. He's like, yeah, right. Now here comes Apollo, who's just dancing up, you know, trotting up there.
Yep.
And he walks his way over to Rocky's corner. You're going down.
You're going down, man. You're going down.
Mickey says, don't let it bother you, kid. And Rocky's like, wouldn't it bother you?
Yeah, wouldn't it bother you?
How great is that? He's about to get into this fight. And he's like, oh, it would bother you, right? Come on.
Yeah, a little bit.
I've always wondered why they went with the version of Adrian at home. They've obviously filmed another version where Adrian's there because there's pictures of him holding her up with the belt.
Right.
And stuff like that. So they filmed that scene. I wonder why they opted with this.
I don't know why they opted with that, but I read that she had contractual obligations.
Right.
So that she was not available for the filming of the end of the movie. So that actually the filming of the end of Rocky II was filmed with her and Polly in the apartment well after.
Right. That.
That's what I read.
But when they filmed the scenes of Rocky holding Adrian up when he won the belt.
Right.
When was that filmed?
You know? Yeah, so I don't know.
It's weird.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know.
Sly, if you're watching, you can message me and let me know. I'd appreciate
it. Yeah, please. Yeah. Inquiring minds want to know.
It's like if I ever had lunch or dinner with the man, he'd probably throw me out because I would ask all these questions like, well, why this and why that?
Will you get the hell out of here? Why did you write this?
You might not even know. He'd be like, I don't know. I just did.
Yeah, right.
Now, when they meet in the middle of the ring and the ref's going over the rules, Rocky does not look very sure of himself here. He's kind of looking around and Apollo's just deadpan, staring at him, not moving, not blinking. Rocky's just, okay.
Yeah.
And I think, not that I don't think Rocky was sure of himself. Of course he is, but I think he's questioning it. You know, you could see like, this is a different Apollo coming in this ring, and this is a whole different ball game than the last one.
Yeah.
But he's in there. He goes. He says, you know, Mickey tells him if he gets through this first round, he's ours. I don't know about that, but Apollo comes out flying. Jab, 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 boom, jab, jab, boom. I mean, he's not messing around this time.
Right. And I remember reading something about where I don't remember if it was Rocky or Rocky II, probably Rocky, but what it was like, he had talked about having some professional writer who used to script the fights. You know, it was like, you know, this one's going to throw a right and this one's going to throw a left.
Well, this picture's. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Stallone's like, no, that's not real. You know, this guy might come out and he's like, boom, 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 boom. You know, right, left, jab, hook. You know, and before the other guy lands, and he's like, no, that's not the way it goes. And he's like, well, I don't need you. You know, I'll do it myself. And that's when they said, okay, go home and write it out.
Yeah. Yeah, and he said he wrote it up like a dance.
Right.
That he had a notebook, and you've seen pictures with him with his notebook. And it literally is like Rocky, two jabs and a hook. Apollo slips the hook, hits a body shot, you know, whatever it was that he did.
Sure.
And then they rehearsed it and rehearsed it and rehearsed it. And it was just like a dance. It was choreography.
Right. And can you imagine the hours?
That was after the first round. And tells Mickey, I can't believe he broke my nose again. It's the least you worries, Rock.
Yeah.
Duke's telling him, you know, did the switching bother you? You know, he switched from right southpaw to right-handed.
Right.
And he tells him, he goes, don't let up on this man. This man's dangerous. And what does Apollo say? This man's dangerous. I'm dangerous.
I'm dangerous. Yeah.
His head, man, his ego, like you said, his ego.
Yeah. It's his.
I mean, let's face facts. That's what got him killed in Rocky IV. His ego.
It's true.
And I like Apollo. I've always liked Apollo. Even in the first one, I liked him. I didn't want to see Rocky like hurt him or nothing. He was a likable villain.
Yeah, absolutely. He was the antagonist who you loved.
Yeah.
Not like these other guys who play these roles and you know.
Yeah, like see like Clubber Lang, I hated, Drago, I hated.
Yeah.
You were supposed to.
Right.
And you did.
Apollo just played the part. He was, you know, and then you look at it, it was like, you know, definitely shades of Ali, right? You know, but you were either you loved Ali or you hated Ali.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I was a Frasier fan. So I hated
Ali.
I really didn't hate Ali, but I was just like, will the guy please lose? You know?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, he's mouthy and he's a cocky athlete, but he could back it all up and do everything he says. And that's the hard part is when they're not a humble champion and they just keep throwing it at you like, shut up already. You
know? Right. Well, there's a big difference between, you know, and I'll switch a little bit off topic here, but you know who I'm talking about when I say Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
Right. You know, act like you've been there. And then you've got other athletes who were prima donnas.
Yeah.
And then
big deal about just because they caught a ball. You're like, you just caught the ball. You're still losing by two touchdowns. Chill out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget. Was it Eric Swan from the Cardinals? You know, he had a hellacious tackle in the backfield. Right. And he gets up and he's flexing and doing all this stuff. And I think they were playing the Cowboys at the time, and they're just like, the scoreboard is 42-0. It's 42-0. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, come on. Act like you've been there. Anyway, so
we're off topic. That's all right. We always do. We drift off.
I know.
We're at the part of the fight where Rocky finally tells Mickey he ain't going down no more because he already went down enough.
Yes.
And that's it. Ain't going down no more.
Love that.
And he just goes out swinging, and Apollo's still swinging, and this the song for this one was not going the distance, obviously. So Conquest was a much different song, and hence the title. But he's like the announcers say, Creed's piling up the points, and Rocky's just taking shots to the head. It was so funny because this one here was very different than the first fight where the last round is the only part of the fight where Rocky had anything in him. If like Duke says, if Apollo stayed away from him, the fight's won. It's over.
Sure.
But. And he tells him.
But could Apollo couldn't live with winning off of points.
No.
He beat the man. I mean, or he won.
Yeah, but he didn't beat him.
He didn't beat him.
And you know what, too? I've always wondered, like, just, of course, it's a written story. You don't never really know. But I've always thought that even if he knocked out Rocky in the 15th round, I think he'd want another fight.
Right.
He'd want to put him down in round three or round two. He needed to beat him like he felt Rocky deserved to be beat.
Right.
He didn't feel Rocky was worthy enough to go the distance with him.
No. Nobody. Well, I mean, he said it himself in Rocky was, no one's ever gone the distance with Creed.
Yep.
You know, so to Apollo, that's like, you know, this crime to that this man, this pug who came out of the out of a book.
Yeah.
You know, he picked because of a name.
Yep.
Went the distance. That's heinous to him.
I mean, if Balboa has a good round there, and that's what he says. He's like, you know, Apollo lost his first round. I wonder what's going through his mind right now.
Sure.
And I think it is starting to hit him like, you know, what did I get myself into? Should I have even done this?
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, Rocky's eyes starting to blur up and can't really see very well. And Apollo keeps jabbing in his face and snapping that jab.
Yeah. Keep sticking that jab in his eye.
And this part here, like this part here where he's just picking him apart.
You know, in today's day and age, they would have, the ref would have,
they would have called this.
Yeah.
And even Apollo feels bad. He's holding him up like, buddy, just go to your corner, man.
Just go down. Just go, you know, he's like, just lay down.
You know, Duke says the left eye's closed. Now bust it. Like, he's just like, please, let's just put him down. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. And Rocky's heart just will not allow that to happen.
And you can't say he's like too dumb to realize. He's smart in that sense where he knows.
Sure.
But he knows that this is like Mickey said, you got a second shot at the greatest title in the world. This doesn't happen.
Right.
Take advantage of it.
And there's a difference between you've got Apollo's ego, but you have Rocky's pride. Who's just like, you know what? This is my shot, and I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to take everything the man has to offer, and I will be standing.
Yep. His heart, his pride. Like, it has nothing against the ego. Now we're in the 15th round. This is about as good as it gets right here. Duke is pleading with Apollo.
Stay away from the man.
Oh. Hey, he's gonna fall. Don't fall.
Hey, Rock, get in trouble one more time.
What's up, Melvin?
He's like, please, I can't do this again.
All he has to do is stay away.
Yep.
And he retains the title.
Yeah.
Look at him. He won't listen.
No.
Apollo's not even listening. He's just mumbling. Ain't going to be like last time.
He just wants to go. Yeah. Both fighters are like, no.
Here it is. Apollo, don't go for the knockout. You got it won.
Yep. No. I got to go back and watch Rocky II.
God, it's so good.
Oh, my God. It's so just good. Can't get enough. I always say there's baseball season, there's baseball season, then there's football season, and then it's Rocky season.
Rocky season's year round, man.
Yeah, I know. But that's when I always start, when after the Super Bowl, I always start and I go from one to the end.
Well, the funny part is that as soon as the round starts, Creed walks in and starts jabbing. So, and the announcer's like, he's going for the knockout.
Yeah,
Duke's yelling, stay away from him. What do you like? And then Rocky almost leveled him where he almost went down. And now they're just swinging punches. Like, I don't even know how they have their arms up 15 rounds. I mean, I boxed 100 years ago, not near anything of a professional level. I remember going like 4 rounds and I felt like my arms were going to fall off.
Right. I mean, 3 minutes on a heavy bag and you're like,
yep. Yep. They're both just hitting each other with everything they got. This is just dead center of the ring, toe to toe.
Yeah, and they're throwing punches from way deep down south. And they're coming way up around.
Yeah. But here's where he lifts up Apollo. He's spitting blood. Apollo doesn't even know where he is. I mean, he's going like this with his arms. Rocky's just ducking him and hitting him.
Right.
And then they both go down, which I was like, what? In the theater. Yeah. I remember freaking out. Like, why is this happening?
Yeah. Jumping to your feet.
I don't even to this day. I'm like, why? It makes, if you really think about the double knockdown, it's almost like Rocky still had a claw for the championship, still had to make sure that in his, he had to rise and win it.
Right. Sure. And he, and it was not a very easy, you know, by no means. I mean, he's pulling himself up rope by rope
to
get up there. And
yeah.
Oh. And we're all
definitely the tension's in there. I remember, like I said, I remember in the theater, everybody was screaming like it was a real fight.
Yeah. Screaming,
get up, Rocky, get up. I was yelling. Like I was with my grandfather. He's yelling. And then when you saw Apollo just slide and you knew Rocky was going to be standing, it was just, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like I said, you would have thought you were at a real fight. I mean, everybody's screaming, cheering.
Yeah. How amazing is that too? You're at a movie and people are like so engrossed,
yeah,
so involved and so just, you know.
No, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the first, all of them. I saw all of them in the theater. They were screaming, like I said, like it was a real fight. It was amazing.
Yeah. It just goes.
And then again, right here, like they give the belt to Rocky. Apollo goes over and raises his arm.
Yep.
You know, it's like, you know, he knew he deserved it. He deserved it.
Yep.
And then, of course, his speech. You know, he thanks Apollo, thank Mickey. One of the most quoted lines in movie history is coming.
Yeah. Did you ever see his remake on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
You want it? You got it.
Because you know how many times he'll probably ask him to say it? How ridiculous.
I know. You got to be so sick of it, but you know what?
He embraced it. He said when he was younger, it used to drive him crazy, but
sure.
He embraced it. It is what it is.
You got
it.
He did. Yes, he did. Yeah.
What an amazing ending. It was so good. He won. He did it. He came back. He won and gave Apollo the fight of his life, and now he's heavyweight champ.
Right.
And so many emotions up and down in that movie. You know, it's good and, you know, bad, sad, angry. It's got everything.
It's got to be one of the best sequels ever made.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
You go back, and I mean, I can't think off the top of my head right now, but there's so many sequels out there, you know, Die Hard, Die Hard 2, you know, whatever. This one just,
yeah,
it just captures everything.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree 100%. I mean, because it was like a complete continuation of the original movie. I mean,
right.
It was literally at, you know, the end of the first fight and then into the hospital and then kept going. And
I was just going to say, how authentic is that to show the ambulance ride?
Yeah.
You know, from the fight to the hospital, into the hospital. It's just, like you said, a continuation of
it. Is. I mean, think about it. If you edited, if you were had some DVD, you know, digital movie editing program, and you, obviously, Rocky II started with the ending of the first fight. So you take that out.
Yeah.
And you just splice the ambulance scene to the end of the first one. No credits.
You wouldn't know any different.
No credits.
You would just think it's a 4-hour movie.
You would.
Yeah.
It would just go that seamlessly. So,
yeah, it's incredible.
And it's different than 3, because remember 3 now, you're catching up with him. They show in the beginning, he's defending his title a handful of times.
Right.
So forth, so on. Now he did do it again in 4,
mm-hmm.
because he had the behind the closed door rematch with Apollo at the end of 3.
Right.
And that's what started 4.
Right.
But 2 to 3, it couldn't have been done. But yeah, man, it was good. It was so good. And it was a long time that I went where I didn't like it as much as I should have. Really? Like, I liked it, of course, but I didn't give the credit that it was due. I always, Rocky's better and for this and that, whatever. But you watch it. The more you watch it, I think the more you fall in love with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree. And you and I have touched on this before. It was like, you get into moods. You'll get into a mood. You're like, I want to watch Rock. I'm feeling two today. I'm feeling four today. I'm feeling director's cut today.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I'm feeling five.
Do you when you do that though? When you do that, do you do it? Like, I find myself, I'll do it, and I'll be stuck on that movie for like 2, 3 days, 4 days. Unless there's something for me to watch. Like, if there's nothing to watch, if my wife and I are just kind of what's on, nothing, I don't know. Or if she's not home and I don't feel like putting anything on, I'll go 2, 3 days and I'll watch two. Beginning and end. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And then there's other days where I very rarely, like you said, watch like Rocky, Rocky 2, Rocky 3.
See, that's how I am. I'm like, I always, I don't want to say I feel guilty, but I'm like, I feel like I need to see the whole thing play through to the end and then start again. You know,
I'll go on a kick where I'll watch it and then, I'll stay with two for a couple of days. And then all of a sudden, let me put three on, I'll put three on. I'm growing to like four, the director's cut a little bit more every time I see it.
Okay.
I don't say I did. What's that?
Let me just say that whenever we're like trying to find something to watch and we're like, we can't agree. I can tell you what will come on, and that is Balboa.
Balboa.
It will come on. Boom. No question.
Like you said, I definitely see where that is more and more. I do believe that's more and more the age. Like I said, I think that if Balboa, for some reason or other, the stars aligned where Balboa, a good example. If I was 16, like I was in Rocky III, for Balboa, I don't think it would hit as hard or hit as much.
True.
I think it definitely hits differently because of the age.
Our age, yeah.
Yeah, I think that.
But then again, I was thinking about this today. I was up on the roof and I'm monkeying around and I don't even know why. It's one of those things where the Rocky just comes into your head. I'm like,
everything's Rocky.
I know, right? And it's just like the way he brought Little Marie and he brought Spider Rico back. I just thought, like, wow, that was just amazing, just amazing. And then, I don't know. Oh, it's just,
We'll have to see if this seems like, I thought this was kind of fun. I thought it was kind of cool talking as it was playing and kind of in real time and see, but maybe if the viewers are not completely turned off by it and would like to see us do it again, maybe we'll do Balboa.
Or we could do three, four director's cut.
Yeah.
I will say about director's cut, if we ever do get to break it down, I did like it. But I really felt that the ending should have been the way it was in four, in the original.
I didn't like the way the speech and all went and stuff. And
I didn't like the music and I didn't like the speech. I loved the way four ended in the original with John Cafferty and the speech.
That came out in 85. It was the height of the Cold War, President Reagan, and Gorbachev. The United States and Russia. It was a tale for the times, really. Yeah, it was definitely a tale for the times. So it hits a little more. I don't know. I did like the director's cut, but I felt they took out like all of the, I understand he wanted to tone down the goofiness of it. I get that.
Sure.
They didn't have the robot.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But yeah, now I'm gonna have to go watch it again and see what you're talking about. I gotta go see.
Yeah. I really liked the ending of the original as opposed to the director's cut. But I didn't like
when the speech, I know what you're saying, because there was no like triumphant. It was just like sad and it was quiet.
Yeah.
And
it was just like, but then again, I did like the opposing views of the way that things were done, you know, where
right.
rather than right. looking at, hey, yo, Rocco, the meter's running, you know, from Polly from down the driveway at the limo.
Right.
Now you're showing it from Rocky and Adrian inside, you know.
Right.
I like a lot of this.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that stuff, I agree 100%. It needed to be put in there. And some of the goofiness was taken out, like the robot, like we said. When he was on the phone with Apollo with the robot, what are mm-hmm. you doing? Oh, I'm just getting dizzy.
Getting
you
know? Dizzy, yeah.
All right, with the dad joke. So he wanted to remove that kind of stuff, make it a little more.
But I will say, though, I remember watching Rocky IV for the very first time, and I remember thinking, I saw the glove that wasn't there. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw that, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
How did that get missed?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? Maybe we'll do that for an episode. I like that idea. Well, maybe we'll go through all of them and pick apart like a good example, Rocky II. Apollo's jogging to the ring. His towel is tucked tightly. His robe is tied neatly.
Yep.
He's jogging. And then next thing you know, it's opened and it's pulled apart.
Yep.
And he's jogging. And then the next thing you know, it's back together again.
Yeah.
So things like that, like you're saying, when he's, you know, going like this.
And I want you.
He's in the ring with no gloves on. Like, what are you doing?
I know. Who was in the ring with no gloves on?
And then, but yeah, maybe we could do that. Some of the
that would be fun.
I don't want to say bloopers, but continuity issues, maybe that's what they're called.
Right, but I remember seeing the director's cut when Sly did the movie of the director's cut.
Oh yeah, Derek Wayne Johnson did that.
Yeah, the making of.
The making of it. Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I missed that, and I understand because you're so focused. I mean, his head and his head, his thinking is in a completely different space than ours.
And also, let me clarify, in case Derek's watching this, I don't want him to get upset with me. He edited that. He did not make it directed. He did.
Right,
he did
right. That,
which is still a great task, but I don't want to take away from the director.
Absolutely. But I just remember.
But yeah, you're right, though. Slice, you know, it's kind of like being a general manager of a arena. You know, you got concessions, you got tickets, you got this, you got that. And like being a director of a movie and starring in it and writing it, you know, you got to count on your people, I guess. And,
right.
You know, and in the dailies.
You missed this much. Missed,
yeah.
And yeah. I just remember seeing that. And I'm like, well, how
all right, that's our homework. That's our homework till next week. I'm going to watch.
You got it, brother.
Rocky all the way up to Balboa. And we'll see what's out of place, whatever it may be.
It sounds like fun.
I know. I want to go start tonight.
I know. Well, I do got to go watch.
Before we go, real quick, I know we talked about earlier off camera about the. There we go. My piece of Rocky Philadelphia movie memorabilia. Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate getting a piece of this. Yes. It meant a lot to me. And I'm going to frame it properly. I know it doesn't look good like this. So I'll definitely make sure it looks much better. I know, Rick, you have one as well.
I do have one, Mike. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can't even stay at all. I don't have mine. Mine's in my shop at the moment. When I have a moment to get in there and treat it with justice, I will. Yeah. Believe
and that's
me.
The thing. I want to make sure it looks nice. I want to get like the deeper frame so it could sit in there nicely. But yeah, I was so thankful and honored that I got a piece. I appreciate it.
Oh.
It really does mean a lot to me. It's very cool that I actually have an actual piece of that building. That's awesome.
Tony, we have an original part of Rocky.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my God. You know? It's like it's in our hands.
Yeah, it's so funny too because if you look at this, like when here's a good example. Okay, the package came in the mail. My wife goes, "Here, it's for you." So, and I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So I opened up the package, and I knew what it was when I saw it in the package.
Right.
Holy crap! I was like, "Mike, you're the best." But I took it out, and here's a good example on how only rockheads would really flip out over this. My wife goes, "The hell sent you a piece of wood?" I'm like, well, it's more than just a piece of wood, my love.
It's like what do they call it? The the Ark, the Ark of the Covenant or something. You know what I'm
saying? It is.
So, I mean, you know, I'm being very out there, but to us rockheads, that is, yeah, it's a holy it grail.
That's the way it is. Exactly.
It's so, a holy grail for us.
And it is.
Mike, I can't thank you enough. I can't
even. I know. Same. Same. It's so cool.
We have an original part of history in our hands.
Of the film. Oh. That poster was put on there, whatever material is made of, cloth, I believe.
Okay. Know.
So yeah, it was in the movie. No, now when we watch the movie, we can look and see, I got a piece of that. So
I know, that's right? Cool.
That's nostalgia, the cool part,
baby. It's all about the nostalgia.
That's right. That's right. All right, my brother. Well, I appreciate it. I know we'll end this in a little short since last week we went so long. We'll give the people watching a bit of a break. We're at 41 minutes, so it's like, you know, last week was an over an hour, man. I can't take you two for an over an hour.
Oh my God.
That's too much.
You please turn it off.
But definitely leave in the comments what you thought about this, because if you did like it enough for us to do another movie, we'll do another movie. Maybe we'll, like you said, we'll do Balboa. But I think next episode we'll do the continuity issues of what was incorrect or correct, or what was put back wrong or whatever.
Right.
We can look at, dissect the movies. Mm-hmm. And there's and don't get me wrong, this isn't a bash on the films. Every film, every film ever made has put out something where, sure, you know, the drink you're drinking is this full. You didn't even take a sip. Now it's that full. And
right. There's always,
it's somebody's job. That's a continuity director's job to make sure that everything is exactly like you had it in the last scene. But some things get missed. It's the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's, I guess, why they call us human.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. But yeah, absolutely. Folks, like people, like Tony said, you know, if you guys have comments, questions, concerns, send them our way. You know, we'd love to answer them.
Yeah, please do. Please do. We appreciate any input. You know, we're just doing this to have fun. But if there's any way we can make the show better, or something you'd like to see on the show, or something you don't want us to see doing it on the show, either way, let us know. Again, we're just having a good time with this. And
absolutely.
Until we get picked up, you know, and we knock Joe Rogan out of the number one spot of podcast. Until that happens,
you're stuck with 60, us.
Our 63 fewer subscriptions. That's it. So be careful, Joe. We're on your tail.
That's right. We're catching up.
All right, my brother. I'll see you next week, man.
All right, Tony. Have a good week.
You too. Yeah.